Danny, take a small step to your right.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Governor, good morning.
Did you consider wearing a red suit to this event?
I thought they were saying that I put on weight. I thought that's, you know, we always go with that defensive instinct. But really, the Santa here was of the people of Schenectady. You know, we did this as a competition. We said only four in the state, up to four in the state. We said not just a casino, we said a resort destination, right? Because this is really about jobs and resorts to spur tourism. And we want to attract the New York City market upstate. We have 8 million people in New York City. How do we get them coming north? So we said we're looking for resort destinations that can have gaming as a piece. Only up to four because we didn't want to have too much competition. And then we said it's a competition for the four, and cities, regions can compete. Why? Because we wanted the best plans we could get, and that's what competition does for you. And it was exciting to see because it got a lot of people excited, and people worked very hard, and we had a lot of great applications. But Schenectady won because Schenectady deserved to win.
So you
embrace a really exciting proposal. It's not just a casino. It's a resort that a family would come to for a vacation. It's part of a larger development that has housing, hotels, boat slips, $300 million in construction, 1,000 construction jobs, and then 1,000 permanent jobs. And remember this, you know how much money costs the state? Zero. Nada, niente, which makes me very happy. So this is all private sector money, all private sector activity, creating thousands of jobs in upstate New York, which hasn't happened in decades. This is more job growth in Schenectady than has probably happened in a century. So it's exciting.
Concerns about oversaturation in the gaming industry. I know experts around the country are saying there's only so much money to go around. I know that the board only gave out three licenses partially for that reason, because they wanted to let each casino thrive. So are there concerns in that?
Well, we said up to four because we were afraid of competing with ourselves. We said none in New York City, which is very important, because we said for once it's about upstate New York, not New York City. And we wanted to have casinos that would attract the New York City population. But as far as the overall saturation, experts say there are too many casinos. This is no state money. It's not like the state thinks they can support casinos. These are the most sophisticated casino operators in the world who are making these applications. It is the funding of the most sophisticated casino operators in the world. So they're making the judgment, not us. And they're pretty good at this because they do it for a living and they make a lot of money at it. So they're making the decision as to what the market can bear, not government. And government doesn't have any money at risk here. It's all upside for the state of New York. 2,000 jobs. And whatever revenues we get is all gravy.
Governor, the siding board, especially in the Catskills, Hudson Valley region, turned down proposals that would have offered the state, or at least promising the state, a lot more revenue, tax dollars, licensing fees. How do you feel about that? I mean, they left, use a bad pun, a lot of money on the table, though.
You know, Glenn, I'll tell you the truth. We kept the siding board totally separate from the executive, from the legislative. And that's how I wanted it. There's a lot of money involved in these applications. And I wanted to keep it as far away from politics as possible. So we left it to the siding board. They are qualified professionals. None of them had any conflict. They just used their best judgment. And I don't know why they made what decisions they made. But it wasn't my place to interfere, and I don't want to second-guess them now.
Governor, on saturation, isn't it a tricky time to get into the market? I mean, you look at something like
Atlantic City. That's about 2.5 hours from New York City. They're having big problems. They're not drawing from New York City. I mean, is it a difficult time for New York to be getting into this game? It's a little late.
Are you an expert in gaming, Zach?
No, I'm not.
Okay. I'm not an expert in gaming. The experts in gaming who are putting their money on the table believe they can make money. And it's not government money. We're not making any stake here, right? It's all their funds. If these experts believe they can make money in this market, then I don't see any reason to second guess their judgment.
So, Governor, do you, Governor, do you accept the
decision as well as the fracking decision yesterday, and a lot of criticism as well? Yet you say you stayed out of these things. Let the science speak for itself in fracking, and let the board speak for itself in this situation. What do you say to these folks that either want to heap praise on you or heap criticism?
Well, I said to the people when he preys on me, I wish I could take credit for this specific selection, but the state had nothing to do with this specific selection. Now, in truth, the state did develop tourism. As part of tourism, we did pass a law allowing casinos. We then had to have a constitutional amendment to allow casinos. We went through that, and we then administered and wrote the program, and I think we wrote it well, leaving it. Making it an independent decision. The fracking decision is also independent in that I relied on the experts of the public health commissioner and the environmental commissioner. When the public health commissioner says, and remember, the public health commissioner is a doctor, and he's one of the most reputable doctors in the state of New York. When the public health commissioner says, I wouldn't let my family live in an area that is doing high volume fracking, that is very sobering. And frankly, that's enough for me, because if the state health commissioner doesn't want his kids living there, I don't want my kids living there, and I don't want any New Yorker's kids living there, right? So that really took my breath away, that comment. And I thought it was very powerful. He went through this whole statistical analysis, and then he said, you know, sometimes when I was practicing medicine, I had to make a tough decision. I would say, what would I do if it was my child? And if this was my child, I wouldn't let them live there. So that was very powerful. I want jobs in upstate New York. I don't believe there's a governor in the history of the state who has worked harder for jobs in upstate New York. I don't think the state has invested more money under any governor than I have invested in upstate New York. I am not going to put the health at risk for jobs. I'm not going to make that choice. I'm not going to make it in the southern tier. I'm not going to make it anywhere in the state. I believe we can have jobs, and they can be in healthy communities. And we don't have to run the risk of hurting our children or creating health hazards to create jobs. That's a false choice.
Governor, you mentioned the southern tier. No casino, no fracking. A lot of disappointed people there yesterday and today. What do you say to folks in the southern tier who have got shut out on both?
Yeah, but Joe, you have to be careful how you write that, because it's not the state conducted two things and they lost both, right? They were two totally separate concepts and processes. The fracking decision affects the southern tier and wherever there's Marcellus shale, but it was not about the southern tier. And the casino siting was a totally separate group that made separate decisions. So they were totally unrelated, totally independent. But there's no doubt that the southern tier needs economic development. And as I said before, when that health commissioner said he wouldn't let his family live in an area where they're doing fracking because he believes their health may be in jeopardy, that was enough for me. And I don't want to choose between jobs and health. Nobody wants to make that choice. The challenge for us in the southern tier is to grow the economy in a way that doesn't jeopardize people's health. And I believe we can do that. And I believe we need to focus on it as a distinct region the way we have before. We have focused on Western New York. We have focused on the North Country. We focused on the Capital District region with Nano, right? And we've been very successful in doing regional economic development and creating jobs. And in none of those cases, Joe, did we do it at the expense of people's health. And that's what the Southern Tier deserves. The Southern Tier deserves a robust economic development strategy that is also healthy. I mean, it's kind of absurd for us to conclude the only thing we can do for the Southern Tier is fracking, and if there's a health risk, well, too bad, then there's going to be a health risk. I don't want to say that to the Southern Tier. I don't believe it. I don't believe we have to make that choice. Let's invest in the Southern Tier. Let's help the Southern Tier. But let's do it in a way that's healthy, just like we did for the North Country, Western New York, and the Capital District.
One more question.
Governor Jeff Corral. From here. Any concern that, you know, a casino in Schenectady will pull business away from Saratoga?
That is the exact analysis that the siting board did. And obviously their conclusion was no, and I see no reason to second guess them.
Governor, you signed a hemp bill yesterday. What is the logical conclusion to that hemp bill that you signed? Will New York become another Colorado?
They're going to go through the marijuana regulations will be released this afternoon. And they'll talk through those issues at that time, and I don't want to get ahead of them.
Okay, thank you, everyone.
Governor Jeff Corral had a
decision. What do you say to those who contend that Schenectady won because the county is controlled by Democrats?
The county is controlled by Democrats. So did all Democratic areas win? I mean, if you want to have a conspiracy theory, you at least have to check it out, right?
Well, Governor Jeff Corral, one of the men who had a proposal in the Southern Tier, he was very frustrated that he was passed over, as he put it. And he said specifically, you know, you asked him to donate to the New York Jobs Now campaign to pass the legalization of casinos. Did you do so with an expectation? Do you think that he had an expectation that by doing so he might get favor for a license?
Well, obviously he didn't, right? So we had to pass a referendum that would allow casino gaming because we had to change the Constitution to allow it. And I was supportive of that amendment. I urged people to support it, otherwise we wouldn't be where we are today. There are people who supported passing the amendment who then didn't win the competition. But that is what it is, right? Not everybody can win, and the best ones won, and the siting board decided that his was not one of the best ones.
On the topic of education, Governor, you're a director of state operations, sent a letter today to the regents, talking about and soliciting ideas for education reforms. What policies, if any, will you be including in your budget on education?
We sent the, I want to focus on educational reform, right? We all talk about education, education, education. We all say the education system isn't doing enough. My way is, all right, then let's actually do something and stop talking. What reforms should we do? And stop with the political correctness where all recommendations are filtered through the PC lens, right? Albany is a very political environment, so a lot of times we don't even get to the merits of the conversation because everybody wants to be politically correct. In Albany all the time, I'll say to someone, well, what's the right thing to do? And they'll say, well, the right thing to do is this, but we could never get it passed because this politics or this Democrat or this Republican or this union. We sent a letter to the Department of Education saying, tell us what we should do to fix the system and just be honest. Just be straight. Don't give me the political filter. This is the right thing, but the Republican. This is the right thing, but the Democrats. This is the right thing, but the union. Just tell me the truth. What is the best thing to do to reform education? And here are the 10 questions, which are crystal clear. And give me the answers publicly, and let's discuss them. And those 10 questions are the 10 questions that New Yorkers have been asking me for months and months. And I put those questions to the Board of Regents, which runs education in this state. I wish I could say I run education in this state. I don't. It's run by the Board of Regents. I don't even appoint anyone to the Board of Regents. But I want them on record with what they believe is the best advice to reform the education system.
Thank you, everyone. We have to go.
$2 billion. They last week, their formal aid request was $2 billion.
Everybody, that's Albany politically correct. I want $17 billion for everything.
Thank you.
$17 billion.
Thank you.